USA Radio News with Mike Fortier.
The U.S. part of a historic agreement to reform the global tax system. That's what a U.K. official says today about the deal agreed to by the G7 nations. The agreement calls for a global minimum tax rate of 15% on corporations. U.S. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen says this will stop companies from moving their profits to other countries to avoid taxes. The latest jobs report is proof America continues to climb out of the depths of the pandemic. President Biden saying that yesterday after learning that almost 560,000 jobs were added in May.
This much is already clear. We're on the right track. Our plan is working. And we're not going to let up now. We're going to continue to move on. I'm extremely optimistic. I hope you are as well.
Biden credits the American Rescue Plan for growing the economy by providing more access to the COVID vaccine. Some economists, though, expecting the number of jobs added to be higher. This is USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Alaroot for our newest sponsor, Asset Strategies, or ASI for short. ASI is a precious metals powerhouse. They sell gold and silver. Never in history has there been a more important moment to buy gold and silver. ASI has been in business for 39 years. They've served over 20,000 clients and sold $5 billion worth of gold, silver, and precious metals with zero complaints. Last year, gold saw gains of 25%. Silver nearly doubled gold's performance. Now Democrats are in charge. Green New Deal, open borders, free health care for illegals. Bail out broke cities and states. The debt is about to go through the stratosphere. The time to buy is now. The owners of ASI, Michael and Rich Chekin, have been my close personal friends for 16 years. ASI is the company I trust when it comes to buying and selling precious metals. Call now to receive a free consultation and a free 1 ounce silver eagle with every qualifying purchase when you mention the Wayne Alaroot Show. Call 800-831-0007. That's 800-831-0007. Or visit AssetStrategies.com.
More teenagers being hospitalized for the coronavirus. The CDC reporting this week the number of teens hospitalized for COVID doubled from March to April. Researchers think this could be due to more contagious variants and a return to classroom learning. The teen hospitalization rate, though, still below January's numbers. Former President Trump will be banned from Facebook until after the midterm elections. Facebook announcing Friday Trump will be reinstated to its platform in January 2023. Trump suspended from the platform after Facebook accuses him of inciting the January Capitol Hill riot. Facebook CEO Nick Clegg tells CNN Trump could face stiffer sanctions if he repeats that behavior.
If Donald Trump or anybody else in this position were to seek to repeat those violations again once back on, that we would then apply very swiftly new sanctions up to and including a permanent removal.
Trump responds by saying the suspension is an insult to those who voted for him in the 2020 rigged presidential election. Nigeria, meanwhile, banning Twitter. This coming yesterday after Twitter deleted a tweet by Nigeria's president that threatened secessionists who attacked government offices. This is USA Radio News.
Look, bud, I said your money or your life. I'm thinking it over.
The Great Gildersleeve.
Yeah. The new Edgar Bergen Hour with Charlie McCarthy.
Now, if you help me, I'll mow you down.
3 hours a day, 7 days a week of the greatest radio shows of all time. Classic radio theater. Available on many of these radio stations or available on demand anytime at any podcast app by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
The White House addressing the growing threat of cybersecurity hacks. With more, here is Wendy King.
The White House says President Biden views recent ransomware attacks as a national security concern. FBI Director Christopher Wray says the agency is currently investigating about 100 ransomware cases. He told the Wall Street Journal that many of them are tied to criminals living in Russia. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says recent attacks targeting gas and beef suppliers have raised national security concerns.
Feels new to us over the last couple of weeks, but it has been increasing rapidly around the world over the last several years.
She says President Biden will raise the issue of cybersecurity with Russian President Vladimir Putin when the two meet in Geneva later this month. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Coach K reflects on his coaching career. Here's Tim Berg.
Duke University men's basketball coach Mike Krzyzewski is stepping down at the end of next season after 41 years. He tells NBC's Today Show he got into coaching because he wanted to have a positive impact on young men.
When I was 16, my coach had that impact on me and one of my teachers in high school, and I wanted to be a coach since I was 16 years old.
Coach K also tells the Today Show about how he's changed in 41 years.
Oh, I know a lot more, and I think I've listened better. I don't micromanage.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
For USA Radio News, I'm Mike Fortier.